Good morning. I'm Emily Wiesenberg.
And I'm Dorothy Kirsch. You're listening to The Bear Facts, the weekly radio update from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Yesterday, seniors Taylor Illig and Caitlin Fogarty left on a long and exciting trip. They flew from Des Moines to Atlanta and then on to Port-au-Prince in the Caribbean. Caitlin and Taylor will spend the next week on a service project in Haiti. They'll mostly be working at St. Jean de Chantel, the sister parish of St. Cecilia's in Algona.
While they're in Haiti, Taylor and Caitlin will visit with the staff and parishioners of St. Jean de Chantel, and they'll help with a medical clinic that offers free treatment to the poorest of the poor who desperately need it. They'll also check on the status of the chicken project. Garrigan and Seton students donated over $3,000 to buy hundreds of chickens that will provide a sustainable source of food for the people in Haiti.
We've been keeping you updated on the progress of Garrigan senior Carter Hall, who was badly injured in a snowmobile accident earlier this winter. We're happy to say Carter is doing very well. He's been back to school this week, though not for full days yet, and he cheered on the Bears in their playoff basketball games. Carter will be wearing back and neck braces until his vertebrae heal, and he'll need some major knee surgery. The long-term outlook is good, though. We're very thankful that Carter is back in school with us, and we continue to pray that his recovery goes smoothly.
The coming week is National FFA Week. The organization that was founded as Future Farmers of America now celebrates all types of food and agricultural-related careers. Each year, several Garrigan students participate in the Algona FFA program through their shared time agriculture classes at Algona High. This year, the FFA members are all freshmen: Zach Muller, Frank Redding, Jackson Rosenmeyer, Gracie McGuire, Olivia Miller, Whitney Hovey, and Emerald Shipler. We wish a happy FFA week to everyone interested in agriculture.
The Golden Bear basketball teams have been enjoying a good playoff run. The girls team came from behind to beat North Iowa in their district opener. Then they cruised past Northeast Hamilton by a score of 62-16. The girls played in the regional semifinal against Newell Fonda last night, but unfortunately we had to record our show before that game. We're hoping they're advancing to the regional final next Monday.
The Golden Bear Boys District Basketball Opener last Thursday was the last home game to be played in Friedman Auditorium. Next year, all the varsity basketball games will be played in the new gym being added onto the school. The boys' playoff game was definitely worthy of the venue. After splitting close games with the North Union Warriors during the regular season, the Bears dominated in playoffs. The boys led almost all the way through the game. They made their free throws when they needed to, and they ended up winning 62-50. They now advance to play Newell Fonda at Manson next Tuesday.
1 week from today, BGHS will be hosting the District Individual Speech Contest. This year, the Bears have 13 entries in individual speech. Hannah Bernhard is preparing selections in prose and expository address, while Levi Capacious will compete in acting and musical theater. Dorothy Kirsch is entered in prose and musical theater, and Mark Fockler is in musical theater and improvisation. Nick Kaiser will compete in prose, Morgan Frieders and Emily Wiesenberg are entered in storytelling, Mariana Pacheco is in expository address, and Noah Busher is presenting a literary program. Best wishes to everyone in individual speech.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Jacob Toole. Here to tell you about him is Emily Marlowe.
Jacob Toole has lived in various parts of Kossuth County, but he's always been part of the Garrigan class of 2015. Jacob is active on the trap shooting team, and he has also competed in the regional Envirothon. He also enjoys cheering on his classmates in every school activity. His biggest interest is in technology, and he plans to major in computer science in college. We wish Jacob all the best in the future.
Thanks, Emily. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, intramural basketball resumes tomorrow. Then Monday is the girls' basketball regional final.
Boys' districts continue on Tuesday with the Bears playing Newell Fonda at Manson. We'll have reconciliation Wednesday morning, and that afternoon we'll dismiss early for teacher in service.
Next Thursday, a group of seniors will be doing a service project at the Mary's Place Mission in Minneapolis, and that night we'll have the annual community meeting for Garrigan and Seton.
The boys' district final game is Thursday night at Emmitsburg. Finally, next Saturday, we'll be hosting the district individual speech contest.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to catch the show again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.